Right now, Pamela, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, every day, drug smugglers are finding new ways to get their product into the United States. This week, a cartel was busted just south of the Arizona border transporting marijuana. How?
That's funny that I do know this answer.
We're not going to read anything into it. We're just going to think you're well informed.
I'm going to say catapult.
Yes, via catapult.
I'm going to say catapult. That's so funny. I know that. Yeah.
Surveillance cameras caught four men using a catapult to launch bales of weed over the border fence. The suspects were able to get away from border agents, which is remarkable given how hard it is to run in a full suit of armor. All of a sudden, our respect for Mexican drug smugglers went way up, yeah. Right?
That's science behind that.
I know.
That's a science.
Can you imagine, though, you're a 16-year-old kid, bored to death, walking down the street in some border town in Arizona, going, God, my life is so dull, and then you look up.
That would be like manna from heaven.
It was almost literally. Brian, in vitro fertilization is often stressful for women hoping to get pregnant. It's a tough situation. Sometimes it doesn't work. But a new study reveals women can increase their chances of getting pregnant after IVF if they then expose themselves to what?
Sputnik moments. Sunshine.
No.
Think one of Robin Williams' worst movies. I know it's a long list.
That is a long, yeah.
Wow.
That is a good note.
Jumanji. I don't know. Come on.
We'll be here all day.
Big Red Nose?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, laughter.
Yeah, well, specifically clowns.
Bad comedy.
Bad really? Comedy or clowning.
Clowns.
Oh, come
so
on.
there's this Israeli.
I don't believe that.
That's true. So there's this Israeli fertility doctor who has a background in mime and clowning. Which sounds like the premise for, like, the worst horror movie ever. And what he would do is he would do... he'd have IVF patients, and after the procedure, he'd come in and do a clown routine, and he found out that those women got pregnant a significantly higher percentage of the time than the woman who didn't get clowning.
Like them. Balloon animals. The
God,
whole
I would be so stressed out.
Oh, balloon animals.
Yeah.
No, we were thinking about this. It's like, what would it be like to have... a clown as your OBGYN. He's like, as you say, balloon animals. He's like, well, let me show you a model of your uterus. He's like, tie, 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 tie. Okay, here, right there, that's your cervix, right? So you're thinking, like, wouldn't it be so much easier to be a clown? Wouldn't it be so much easier to be a clown urologist? You're like, there you go.
Boom. Boom.